Mandy and I welcome you back to The Chosen's Blended Harmony of the Gospel. We are on day number 7, part 3, the parable of the wineskins. The parable of the wineskins. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. John's disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples often fast and pray, but your disciples do not fast? Yours eat and drink." Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the groom is with them, can they? As long as they have the groom with them, they cannot fast. But the time will come when the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day." He also told them a parable. No one tears a patch from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, not only will he tear the new, because the patch pulls away from the garment and makes the tear worse, but also the piece from the new garment will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. It will spill, and the skins will be ruined. No, new wine is put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wants new, because they say the old is better. Jesus heals on the Sabbath. After this, a Jewish festival took place, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. By the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool, called Bethesda in Aramaic, which has 5 colonnades. Within these lay a large number of the disabled, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and realized he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the disabled man answered, "I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but when I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me." "Get up," Jesus told him, "pick up your mat and walk." Instantly, the man got up, picked up his mat, and started to walk. Now, that day was the Sabbath, and so Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath. The law prohibits you from picking up your mat." He replied, "The man who made me well told me, pick up your mat and walk." I love that story so much. If you watch The Chosen, they use a man named Jesse to tell that story, and it's a really great story, so you should watch that episode. And again, it just shows that Jesus does love people and that he cares about their well-being. The man had been there for so many years, and so Jesus came and healed him, and he simply asked, "Do you want to be healed?" I mean, it was a simple question, and the man believed. And it's just so funny that here Jesus comes and does an amazing thing. He heals a man who hasn't been able to walk for decades. And then the Pharisees, all they can do is point their finger and say, "It's the Sabbath. You should not be doing this." So come back tomorrow. We're going to continue this story. And it is really interesting, Jesus' reply. But I hope, too, that we always just look at the big picture. Jesus wants us to be loving people. And maybe you think another person or another church maybe isn't quite doing it right. Well, there's lots of ways to show God's love. So let's not be pointing fingers at each other. And, you know, even in our own church or neighborhood or whatever, of how people are serving and loving Jesus. If they're loving him and telling people about Jesus and doing good things, then let's just help each other. Let's not be like the Pharisees and say, "You shouldn't heal on the Sabbath." I mean, they should have been like, "You healed a man. This is amazing." But that's not how they took it. So let's be gracious to each other and look around to see who you can help this week. Come back tomorrow and we'll continue this story in the harmony of the Gospels. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.